Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter the physical impairment or their mental condition. Right now in Richland Center, it's 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A doctor from Lebanon who arrived at the Boston airport was deported over the weekend without explanation, despite having a U.S. visa and a job teaching at Brown University. A judge had ordered she not be sent back until there was a hearing, but government lawyers say that customs officials didn't get the word in time. U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending just a bit in February after a sharp pullback the previous month. Retail sales rose just 0.2%. A small rebound after a sharp drop the month before. One thing people are buying again, eggs. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says they're costing less.
The average wholesale price nationwide fell to $4.15 per dozen. So let's put that in perspective. That is down about $2.70 in just 1 week. Prices were over $8 at the end of last month.
NCAA basketball tournament standings are out, from gambling to office pools to family contests. Challenger Gray and Christmas predict that $17 billion will be lost in productivity during the tourney. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is coming to the defense of one of Elon Musk's companies. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Tesla dealerships have been targeted for weeks by protesters urging potential buyers not to do it. There have been counter-protesters as well.
We are out here in support of Tesla, of Elon Musk, supporting American workers.
Beth Dowling is a leader of the Republican Party in Arizona. Attorney General Pam Bondi is investigating vandalism at some Tesla showrooms, while President Trump has labeled boycotts against Tesla illegal. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy a second time. The fast fashion retailer finding it hard to compete with online companies like Amazon, Temu, and Shein. Retail sales rose 0.2% from January to February, well below the Dow Jones estimate for the month. That follows a big drop in January, leading many to surmise that consumers are beginning to pull back on their spending. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy to sunny conditions, breezy and warmer with a high of 55, southeast to south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 34, and tomorrow, partly sunny and continued warm with a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 9 miles per hour, and it's 48 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Good afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to our release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Per DOD policy, the name of the soldier won't be released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family is notified. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. A missing man was found safe Saturday. 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet was reported missing to the Avoca Police Department Saturday afternoon around 1:30. Pulvermacher, who suffers from dementia, had traveled to Avoca with other members of his group home for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, but walked away from the group. Workers from the group home searched for about an hour unsuccessfully. Avoca Police, along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department and Highland Police, initiated a search for him. At 2 o'clock, help was requested from the Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County K-9 Phoenix. A command post was set up at the Avoca Fire Station, and a unified command structure was established. Responders checked roadways and railroad track areas, including a residence where the subject may have spent time in the past, but were unable to locate him. Additional resources were requested from Iowa County Emergency Management, Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, the Iowa County Drone Team, Iowa County Tech Rescue Team, and the Wisconsin DNR. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department Communications Center sent out a message on Facebook regarding the missing man and gave out his description. A silver alert was activated through the Wisconsin Department of Justice a short time later. K-9 Phoenix discovered a track for the subject through a part of the village. Responders were broken into search groups and a grid search of the village was conducted on foot. Drones deployed and worked with the groups but did not locate Pulvermacher. At approximately 3:40, a call for assistance was placed to the Wisconsin Drone Network and to a canine search organization known as SOS. Officials believe the man may have entered a wooded hillside south of the village. The search was expanded to include the wooded area and the rural area surrounding the village and around Avoca Lake. At 5:38, a citizen notified Avoca Police that a subject matching the description of Ray Pulvermacher was seen southeast of the village, exiting a wooded area. The citizen offered him a ride and transported him to the Avoca Fire Department. The subject was the missing 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet. Pulvermacher was uninjured and reunited with his caregivers. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable said 10 emergency agencies and over 50 responders assisted in the incident, which lasted almost 5.5 hours. If you thought the sky looked a funny color on Saturday, you can thank Texas. The National Weather Service says the storm system that brought rain and high winds to the state on Friday also brought a batch of dust kicked up from high winds in Texas. The effect is much like the hazy air we've seen the past few years from Canadian wildfires. The dust did raise air quality alerts, but was gone by Sunday. In addition, high winds caused storm damage to several structures and homes in southern Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. DPI has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map that to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on DPI's website. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for the possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals and efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.86 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.57 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is down 10.6 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 42.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 5 cents in the last week and stands at $3.56 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "As concerns over tariffs and policy uncertainties grow, Gas prices have continued to decline across much of the country, raising the possibility that the national average could slip below $3 per gallon and approach some of the lowest prices seen in years. He added, however, this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated, as it comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops, along with demand for other refined products like diesel and jet fuel. We've already seen some signals that the months ahead could be challenging. All of this suggests that gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if economic conditions improve, gas prices could eventually follow suit and start rising again. One woman received injuries following a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on Highway 133, just west of the city in the town of Boscobel. During the investigation, it was determined Colleen Barrett, 52, of Boscobel, was traveling east on Highway 133 when she looked away from the road to answer her cell phone. When Barrett looked away to answer her cell phone, her vehicle began to veer off the roadway to the right. Barrett attempted to maintain control of the vehicle, but she overcorrected her steering and ended up crossing the center line and entered the ditch on the opposite side of the road. Barrett's vehicle traveled down the embankment and rolled an unknown number of times before coming to rest on its wheels. Boscobel Fire and EMS responded to the scene. Colleen Barrett was transported to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital by Boscobel EMS and then transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. Barrett was cited for inattentive driving. With the news that retailer Joann Fabrics declared bankruptcy and announced the closure of all physical store locations, scammers are wasting no time setting up fake going out of business and liquidation websites. The Better Business Bureau has received numerous reports on BBB Scam Tracker about fake closeout sales. To avoid fake going out of business sale scams, always confirm the website's URL. Scammers love to build fake websites that look like the real thing. These fake websites can be very convincing, so take extra steps to confirm what website you are on. Often the URL is either off by only a letter or two, or it may add extra words that still look convincing. Joann's official website is joann.com. Instead of clicking on ad links, go directly to the official website. Be wary of deals that sound too good to be true. Use your credit card for online purchases. Credit cards offer additional fraud protection that debit cards don't. If you accidentally purchase something from a fake website, your credit card company may allow you to contest the charge and get your money back. Be careful with what information is being asked of you. If you're checking out when shopping online and are suddenly asked for additional personal information, like your social security number, take that as a red flag for a scam. If you've been the victim of an online shopping scam, share your experience on BBB Scam Tracker. It's currently a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. A Lincoln Day dinner was held over the weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It's 49 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Protesters didn't stop over 100 people from attending the Lincoln Day Dinner in Richland Center. The Richland County Republican Party hosted the event Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. It featured a number of speakers who included Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz, Hannah Teston, Chair of the 3rd Congressional District, State Senator Patrick Teston, Judge Maria Lazar, Appellate Judge, Court of Appeals District 2, and Congressman Derek Van Orden. Van Orden reiterated that he spoke with Elon Musk, and Orden stated veterans, farmers, and those receiving Social Security will not be harmed by federal budget cuts. It's a Fix-A-Leak week. To celebrate, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of preventing household water waste and practicing water conservation in recognition of the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix-A-Leak week. Fix-A-Leak week is the perfect time to fix any leaks you've been putting off. Household leaks can waste more than 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide, costing consumers millions of dollars. By fixing household leaks promptly, consumers can save water and money and prevent damage to their floors, furniture, and possessions. To make it easy for residents, the EPA's Fix-A-Leak Week webpage provides guidance on detecting and fixing the most common household leaks. These helpful steps can get you started. Check for leaks in your home, business, or workplace. Use the EPA's Detect and Chase Down Leaks at Home checklist. Start toilet and faucet repairs with helpful information from the Fix-A-Leak webpage. Learn how to replace your shower head with a video from WaterSense. And don't be afraid to consult a plumbing professional to help you get your leaks fixed or old fixtures replaced with more efficient models. Household leaks aren't the only places where water can be wasted. Large business operations like dairy and agricultural operations can also experience leaks. These leaks can quickly amount to a lot of water, so prompt repair can help businesses save money and boost their bottom lines. For additional information about water use in your home or business, visit the DNR's Water Conservation and Efficiency webpage. If the child you love is hurting so badly they're harming themselves, you probably feel the pain too. Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month, and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide. Alongside community-wide efforts, DHS encourages parents, caregivers, and community service providers to support youth by recognizing the signs that may lead to self-harm and encouraging open, honest, and judgment-free conversations about mental health. Signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal or changes in mood and behavior, reduced time with peers or family members, unexplained cuts, burns, or bruises, typically on the arms, legs, and stomach, finding razors, sharps, knives, or other items that may be used to self-injure, and keeping arms and legs covered even when it is inconvenient to do so. Parents, caregivers, guardians, and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming should take the following actions. Learn more about self-harm and find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Address the problem head-on. Do not ignore the problem or treat it like a passing fad. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem-solve or put things in a more positive light. They should instead focus on confirming what they are hearing young people say. And recognize when professional help is needed. Find information about the signs of a mental health crisis, including when to seek immediate help on the crisis services, identifying a crisis page. The controlled burn scheduled for tonight in the City of Richland Center has been canceled due to high fire danger. It has been rescheduled for tomorrow night at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey season today with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild license portal and at all licensed sales agents. Sales will begin and run through midnight each day, beginning at 10 a.m. Anyone still seeking harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. New this year, if hunters do not have a Go Wild username and password, they will be required to create them. This is to add another layer of protection to Go Wild accounts. The DNR highly recommends that hunters create their username and password before they try to go on, as they will not be able to make their bonus harvest authorizations purchase before they have created them, which may slow down their purchase experience. This means that if people are in the queue to purchase a bonus harvest authorization but have not yet created their username and password, they will not be able to do so until it is their turn to enter the site. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunities to purchase authorizations. Hunters are encouraged to check the Turkey Zone map and Spring Turkey Bonus Harvest Authorization availability to see if harvest authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of one per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 2025-26 season do so to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easily as possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting public comment on its planned 2025 spongy moth aerial treatment plans. Beginning in May and continuing through July, DATCAP plans to treat selected areas in western Wisconsin using low-flying planes. A total of approximately 69,065 acres at 27 sites in 8 counties are scheduled for treatment. These areas have been identified as having increasing populations of spongy moth, a destructive non-native insect with an appetite for hundreds of different species of trees and shrubs. Counties to be treated include Grant and Lafayette. Spongy moth program staff will present information regarding treatment plans at an upcoming public open house meeting at the Platteville Public Library Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30. Attendees will have the opportunity to speak with staff, learn more about spongy moth, and view maps of treatment areas. Treatment plan maps, spray information, fact sheets, and other resources can be found at smaerialspray.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH or email questions or comments to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Treatment plans for 2025 are dependent on federal funding. Vernon County is no stranger to disasters, and emergency management wants to provide a time for you and your family to get information and resources before an emergency or disaster happens. Vernon County Emergency Management will host a Disaster Recovery Resources Seminar Wednesday at the Westby Performing Arts Center starting at 6. The purpose of this seminar is to give resources and information to citizens before a disaster occurs so they know where to start and are able to recover faster if affected by an emergency or disaster. Several organizations will be in attendance to provide a short 10 to 15 minute presentation on who their organization is and what they can offer for assistance. Handouts and brochures may be available as well. The event is free and open to everyone. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 50 degrees in Richland Center at 12:33 on this Monday afternoon, March 17th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife, Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centino of Newport News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Kieran Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids, and Linda and Ken Otzelberger of Heartland. Brother-in-law, Thomas Schock of Heartland, sister-in-law, Eula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died last Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg, also nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary Ostrander is survived by her children, Angie and Jean Gernt of Marquette, Iowa, Greg and Gretchen Johnson, and Tim Johnson, all of Boscobel. Nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Elaine Kidd of Welton, Iowa, and Benita and Roscoe Ray of Muscadet. Brother-in-law John Ostrander of Muscadet, several nieces and nephews, a special aunt and uncle, Connie and David Hudson of Prairie du Chien, goddaughter Melanie Lunn of Madison, along with other relatives and friends. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Magdalene M., Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Maggie Lomasny is survived by five sons, John and Rita, Peter and Vicky, Daniel and Kathy, Charles and Sandra, and Pat and Patty. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, her sibling, Mary Ann Woodburn, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Magdalene M., Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Henry and Diana Till and Dan and Shirley Corbin. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, warmer weather building into the region right now with the gusty south winds out there. Should be a nice afternoon overall, quite a bit of sunshine. Still very pleasant tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow could be the warmest day of the next week or two, so be sure to get out there and enjoy it. A low-pressure system will take shape around Colorado and Kansas by tomorrow afternoon, slide northeast right up into far southern Wisconsin by Wednesday morning. This will likely bring us a pretty good soaking of rain, a half to three-quarter inch looking possible. And then it should turn over to snow, some accumulation expected late Wednesday into Wednesday evening. Definitely be prepared for worsening travel conditions. The brunt of the snowstorm will actually hit from southern Minnesota up through western and northern Wisconsin into upper Michigan, where some places could see over 8 inches of snow and high winds. Winter storm watches have been posted for that area. Beyond this, weather system looks a little chilly. We could see another system come in late Friday with light precipitation and possibly something heavier Sunday into Sunday night, so stay tuned. Now for the rest of today, partly cloudy to sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Southeast to south wind 10 to 20 and gusty. Just a few clouds tonight, low at 34. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued warm, high 62. East wind up to 10. Chance of light rain late Tuesday night, low 39. Wednesday, breezy with rain likely. Could turn to snow later in the afternoon with 1 to 3 inches possible through late evening. High in the upper 40s, then falling for the afternoon. Winds becoming north at 15 to 30 miles an hour by evening. On Thursday, decreasing clouds and chilly, gusty winds in the morning, high 41. Friday, clouds increase with a chance of light rain later in the day, maybe mixed with snow, high 49. Saturday, flurries or sprinkles early, then partly sunny, high 46. We do have a chance of snow and rain coming in again on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 41, our low this morning was 18. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 51. The record high for this date was set in 2012 at 82. The record low, 8 below, was set in 1941. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 27. Sunset tonight will be at 7:10 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:09. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.32 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Why your odds of contracting bird flu are slim to none. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. While avian influenza, also called bird flu, has pummeled the poultry industry and driven up egg prices, the one thing it has not done is become widespread in humans. There have been isolated cases, mostly persons who work around poultry and dairy animals. Diseases transmitted by animals to humans are called zoonoses. While direct animal-to-human transmission of these diseases is rare, it's more common when there's an intermediary involved, like a tick or a mosquito. Scientists call them vectors. The vector bites a diseased animal, then bites a person, and they get the disease. Regional zoonosis control veterinarian Brent Moore, who works for the Texas Department of State Health Services, says humans don't really become vectors themselves.
Humans are a dead-end host versus a reservoir or amplifying host. And what that effectively means is a dead-end host, the virus infects you, but you don't produce enough virus in your blood for mosquitoes to be infected and then build up more virus to pass on to another host.
So, staying away from diseased animals and repelling vectors like ticks and mosquitoes should afford you a good deal of protection against zoonotic diseases. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we enjoy. Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Some good news on the ethanol front. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. There's optimism among ethanol supporters that a permanent fix for year-round E15 could become reality this year.
I think we're as close as we've ever been to getting this across the finish line.
Kelly Neuenheis farms in northwest Iowa and is a past president of both the Iowa Corn Promotion Board and Siouxland Energy Cooperative. He tells Brownfield the Trump administration has shown support for a federal solution.
The president signed an executive order to get year-round E15 done. We were so close back in December. It was on the continuing resolutions bill to the last second, and then it was pulled. But we were reassured that it would get done in the spring of 2025.
Neuenheis says consumers have been requesting an increase in domestic use for ethanol. The government of Vietnam has announced a directive that promotes the usage of U.S. ethanol within their country. Emily Marthaler with Growth Energy says the U.S. ethanol industry recently signed a memorandum of understanding with Vietnam's largest petroleum distributor.
Currently, they use a 5% blend in one of their grades of gasoline, but we've been really trying to expand that use to all grades of gasoline as well as to expand it to E10.
Marthaler says the MOU includes directives that will help Vietnam develop new pricing mechanisms for ethanol blended gasoline and weigh potential policy actions related to the expanded use of ethanol. An ag economist says he's watching the total number of cattle on feed in this week's report from USDA. University of Tennessee's Charlie Martinez.
We started the year thinking about record production in the first quarter. So to kind of see what's in the supply and then also what can we expect in the coming months is something that Cattle on Feed Report provides.
The new protocols to resume live cattle imports from Mexico have been in place since February 1st. He tells Brownfield that will also be something to watch.
We have seen a couple of weeks of not necessarily high numbers of cattle coming in, but there's been weeks where there's a pretty good chunk of cattle coming in from Mexico to see if it's had any change at all in terms of the total numbers and in particular the demographic of the weight classes of cattle that are in the feed yard.
USDA's livestock slaughter report is also out this week, and Martinez says the beef cow slaughter number will continue to provide insight on any potential herd expansion. The Georgia state legislature has passed a bill protecting farmers' access to crop protection tools. The bill had strong bipartisan support in both chambers and is now headed to the governor's desk to be signed into law. SB 144 ensures that any pesticide registered with the U.S. EPA and sold under a label consistent with EPA standards is sufficient to satisfy state label warning requirements. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A
slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers are preparing for the week's business ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime later in the week. Deals last week held out until Friday, and it was definitely worth the wait for sellers. Southern live deals are marked at $202 to $203, $5 to $6 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business had a range of $320 to $330, mostly $325, $9 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. In Missouri last week, feeders sold $10 higher, with most of the calves under 600 pounds selling $10 to $20 higher. The USDA says that markets moved back to those record levels for nearly all classes of cattle. Signs of green grass helped fuel the market as buyers across the board were aggressively filling orders. Feeder supply included 53% steers. Medium and large on feeder steer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought $287 to $345. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought $255 to $321. Box beef was sharply higher and higher at midday, with good demand for light offerings. Choice up $6.19 at $324.46. Select was $1.75 higher at $308.07. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Pork movement has been steady, and that's beneficial to the market. There are some concerns about long-term domestic demand, but there could be some upside to the significant drop in consumer sentiment recently as pork remains more competitively priced than other proteins. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, but continued tensions and trade development could create some uncertainty there. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director down 203, with a weighted average of 87.67, prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60, and pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.55 at $100.93. Bellies jumped more than $16 to start the day. Loins are also sharply higher. Picnics and butts are up, while ribs and hams are lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are mixed, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are mixed, the nearby contracts down and deferred months up in a version of bear spreading. Brazil's harvest is close to 70% complete, and harvest conditions are favorable in most of Argentina. Export demand for U.S. beans is slow because of the South American price advantage. May beans are down a penny at 10.15, July's 1 cent lower at 10.29. May soybean meal's $1.90 lower at 304. May soybean oil's 50 points higher at 42.09. Corn's narrowly mixed, monitoring weather in South America with warmer, drier weather expected in some areas, potentially stressing crops. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. May's steady at 458 and a half, and July corn's up a half at 468. And wheat's higher with a little bit of help from lower trade in the dollar index today. Dry weather's a concern in the southern U.S. plains, the Black Sea region, and eastern Europe. Some of the U.S. soft red winter crop might have been damaged by recent storms. May Chicago's up 13 at 570. May Kansas City's 18 and a half higher at 604 and a half. May Minneapolis wheat's up 13 at 614 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are higher, watching the distribution of this week's show list, with box beef up sharply at midday. April live's $1.30 higher at $204.47. June's up $1 and a dime at $200.45. May feeders are $2.15 higher at $284.80. And as for the hogs, they are up, with pork sharply higher at midday. Midwest butcher markets are steady, and national direct business was down $2.03 at the open today. April lean's up $1.87 at $88.50. May's $2.60 higher at $91.80. And over in the broader market, crude oil is firm. The Dow's up about 275 points. The dollar index is down. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Tim Slack, Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC in Lancaster with sale results and upcoming events. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $175 a ton and rounds at $80 a ton. Wet hay was cheap. Our next online auction ends Wednesday, March 19th, 6 p.m. at soft close. We need mowers, tillers, and so on for our big spring sale in April. Call 608-723-4020 for details. This is Tim Slack. Have a great day.
Producer Investment in Genetics provides higher quality beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are several requirements that cattle have to meet to be classified as certified Angus beef. John Sticca, president of CAB, says those specifications ensure consumers have a quality eating experience every time.
The product's got to be a modest or higher degree of marbling. That marbling needs to be fine textured and evenly distributed, and we're only going to take the youngest cattle that are available, those that are less than 30 months of age. Those three specifications right there really focus on the eating quality of the product, and they've been staples to the brand's success and growth and trust and reputation since the very beginning. We have a ribeye specification in place, 10 to 16. We have a carcass weight specification that, as you might imagine, has adjusted over the years. It's now 1,100 pounds or less. And we have a fat thickness spec of less than an inch of fat that is not necessarily used as a target, but as a limit. And, you know, those specifications, in addition to specifications about the visual quality of the product, from no dark cutters, no pinpoint blood splash, or things that can detract from the quality of the product, no excessive Brahmin influence that we know can have some influence on tenderness.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the